Dear Heavenly Father and Almighty God, we just have come in your name, in your precious Son's name, to take time to deliberately focus on you, to worship you, to learn from your word, and to join together as the church body in honoring and lifting up your name. Lord, we love you. We thank you for opportunities like this to gather together. And we just ask that all that's said or done here today would be glorifying to you, honoring to you, and be part of the praise that's continually lifted up before you and the throne. We thank you, we love you, and it's in your precious Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord's name we pray. Amen.
Good morning. So good to see you all today. If you would please arise and join us in worship. And as always, a reminder, you can move about as you feel led during worship. If you want to sit, if you want to come to the altar, worship as you feel led. We're just going to start off by standing together. All right, so we're starting with Days of Elijah, and I've read this passage. It's a quote from Robin Mark, who wrote the song. I've read it before, but it just sets the tone so well for this, I might honestly just read it every time. So here's what he said when he was explaining his writing process of the song. He said, "How do you express the sense that these might be days not of failure and submission, but of the sort of resilient, declaring, even arrogant trust and hope that Elijah had in his God? That these are not days of God stepping back and allowing the world and the church to roll uncontrolled towards eternity, but rather days when he is calling on his body to make a stand, to offer right praises, and to declare that he is totally in control." He says, "Well, I reckon you may write the words, these are the days of Elijah, and these are the days of David." So as we enter into this time of worship, may we just praise God for who he is. The same God that we read about in our Bible is the God that we are worshiping, is the God who is in our midst today, the God who we love, who we have a relationship with, and who dwells within us. Oh, and also, I'm losing my voice like a little bit, so just an encouragement to just lift up your praises a little extra louder today.
The laborers in your vineyard declare.
offer up some praises to our God, for he is so good and sovereign and powerful. Just open up the floor to you now to lift up those praises to him. Your face is so beautiful. It is all we seek, Lord. You are more than enough. Praise your holy name, God, for you are above all. You are sovereign, Lord, all-powerful, almighty, holy and perfect, just, and all the while being loving, God. You are love. Lord, help us to just understand more of you today. God, there is so much of you to know that we will never, ever be able to wrap our minds around your character and your essence. But Lord, today may you give us just an extra glimpse, just a tiny little piece, Lord. Even just the edge of your robe, God, may we touch this morning. Thank you. him my God. And to make those declarations, that is my God who is mighty to save. The God who loves me, who loves each and every one of you, the God who's on my side. Take a moment here and just rest in his loving presence. Coming on the clouds with fire. precious Heavenly Father, God, we just pray, Lord, this morning that you would stir within each and every one of our hearts, God, that we would leave here touched by your presence and transformed by you, God. Lord, we ask that you would bring to surface anything in our lives that are hindering us from seeking you, from serving you, from hearing from you, Lord, whatever that may look like. God, we ask that you would draw those things to surface within us, and that you would even give us the strength to let go of those barriers and hand them over to you, God. We ask that you would break through those barriers, God. And then, Lord, we ask that you would just fill us and use us, God, as your vessels, Lord, that you would be glorified through our lives and through our church, God. In these moments, Lord, we await your presence and we offer ourselves over to you.